6 months has passed. He's been on 3 months of treatment, but when he got his scan 2 weeks later, it had, showed up that there was no, it didn't, no response at all to it. So the doctor said that he was going to apply for sinitinib. It's a fairly expensive one. It costs $2,500 for a month. You'd be on it 4 weeks and off it 2 weeks. It's supposed to just stop it. So the doctor, he applied to the health. The hospital give it the go ahead, but it's the health board won't fund the money. And the doctor, he reapplied again for it, but so far nothing.
So Adrian's doctor has applied for funding for this drug twice because he thinks that it's the only treatment available to him.
The only one available to him. There is nothing else. It's the only one that is going to do any good.
With funding being turned down, what sort of treatment is he receiving at the minute?
He's not on any treatment at all. We were just told he wasn't getting the treatment, so we had to come down home with nothing, no more appointments. Just go home, take your painkillers, that's all you can do. How can they say that to anybody? Just go home and die.
Are you angry at the way he's been treated?
Yes, I am very, very angry. Like, he's worked all his life, and so have I. And to be turned around now, when you need something from them, they can't give you the money for what you need. They've given up. That's how we felt when we walked out of that hospital, that you're just sent home. Like, you just feel as if everybody's give up on you.
It must be a terrible time for the whole family, really, that feeling of helplessness.
It is. Just, you wake up in the morning and it's the first thing comes into your head. You wake up in the middle of the night, you can't get to sleep because this is all in your head, and you know that there's nothing. What can you do? You just need to get the word out there. We just need anybody that can help us to get this mess sorted out, because you just can't leave a man just without any hope.
Ian, if I bring you in, Ian, you are Linda's brother, and you've obviously been watching what the family has been going through, and you must feel pretty angry as well.
Yeah, it is. It's real anger and it's frustration. You know, like as Linda was saying there about the funding's not available for this drug, but they go on about devolution's working. The funding's available in England, Scotland and Wales, but it's not available here. So it begs a question. There seems to be plenty of money in the pot for other things, like building, in my view, a road that's uncalled for between Larne and Belfast, a dual carriage. To me, there's money for that. There's no money to save people's lives. It's just, tell me if that's devolution working.
The drug itself, sinitinib, it is recommended by NICE.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, like that is the only drug that is going to give Ada any hope.
What would you say to the people in charge of the purse strings today?
I couldn't possibly say on the record what I would truly like to say to Edmund Putz if I got him face to face, because at the end of the day, the buck stops with him, and that's the bottom line. You know, it's absolutely, like, how would he feel if he was told, Mr. Putz, we can't do nothing for you, go home and die, and there's no other treatment for you? Because I guarantee you there'd be something found somewhere then. So that is the whole family's really frustrated and angry. You know, as I said before, here's a man that's worked all his life, paid his taxes. You know, what for? When you need to get treated on the NHS, you can't get it. So, you know, what's the point in paying taxes if you can't get what is due to you? Up until Christmas, it was available, and it hasn't been made available this year because of so-called cutbacks to the health budget. So that's why Ada can't get this, you know, at the moment, because apparently the funding isn't there.
Linda, would you like to say something to the Health Minister directly? Would you like to say to Edwin Poots how you're feeling at the moment?
Well, it's just like this. If he were in my shoes and it was his wife, how would he feel if somebody turned around and told him that, sorry, the funding's not there for your wife, there's nothing we can do for her? It's just sometimes I just feel as if it's not real, because it's just so bad I just can't take it in. I just think that this can't be happening to me.
Well, clearly distressing stuff that for the family. In a statement, we're still awaiting a statement from the Department of Health. In a statement, the Belfast Trust say they acknowledge the personal stress the patient is going through, but we cannot discuss an individual's care, they say. Here we go again. It's handy that, isn't it? Can't discuss an individual's care. Individual pleading for help. Family coming to the media. Individual very happy that the care is discussed. But the Belfast Trust saying, despite the individual not minding his case being discussed, Belfast Trust refusing to do so. And when they say they cannot, they will not. The Belfast Trust always endeavours, they say, to obtain the most appropriate and up-to-date treatment for all our patients. Despite being licensed funding for the Sunatib, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. We'll get it right in a second or two. Has not been made available for all its licensed indications. The Trust processes all individual requests for drugs using regional guidelines, and it's our understanding that funding for this case has been declined